Dead Man Walking, Democrat Chris Pappas May Seek Higher Office. By Jacob Bliss on August 25, 2021. Democrat Representative Chris Pappas, NH, reportedly may not run for re-election and instead run for higher office, leaving his seat wide open for possible Republican challengers and damaging House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's hopes of keeping her wafer-thin majority. Pappas, after voting for the so-called bipartisan infrastructure bill to adopt the $3.5 trillion budget resolution full of the Democrats' partisan wish list, is said to not be running for re-election in his congressional seat. According to the report, in some Republican circles, it's a foregone conclusion Pappas will run for governor in 2022 rather than seek re-election in an anti-Democratic Party midterm, and in a district the GOP-controlled legislature is about to redraw. Speaking to NH Journal about Pappas, an anonymous longtime GOP operative said, "He's dead man walking." However, the House Special Redistrict Committee is reportedly meeting on Wednesday to start the redistricting process. But New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu, a Republican, has said he would veto any redistricting lines that do not pass the smell test. Pappas in Congress has aligned himself very closely with Pelosi. Pappas has voted with Pelosi 100% of the time in the current Congress and only 99% of the time with Pelosi in the last Congress, according to ProPublica. Additionally, Breitbart News's Matthew Boyle reported at the beginning of the year that it is normal for members to align themselves with leadership, but Pelosi funding 61% of Pappas's campaign from November 24, 2020, to December 31, 2020, is a whole new level of closeness. The National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, the Republicans' campaign arm, is ready to put the congressman on their exit list. The list is filled with vulnerable members, who only barely won, one in districts former President Donald Trump won, or have been rumored to leave the House and run for higher office. The NRCC has already expanded its list from the initial 47-member list of offensive targets to 57 vulnerable House Democrat members. The NRCC spokeswoman Camille Gallo in a statement said, "We look forward to Chris Pappas being the next Democrat to join the very long list of vulnerable Dems jumping ship and calling it quits." Follow Jacob Bliss on Twitter at Jacob Bliss.